Hello, welcome to People and Profit. I'm Kate Moody. The world produces some 400 million tons of plastic waste every year. About half of all plastic is designed to be single use, that is, thrown away after being used just once. Hopes for a global treaty to tackle plastic production and waste faded at the start of December when UN-backed talks failed to reach an agreement on curbing plastic pollution. The deal was blocked by a handful of oil-producing countries, which were unwilling to commit to caps on production. Most plastic is made from oil or natural gas. About 100 nations backed an option put forward by Panama, which would have set targets for reducing plastic output.
Plastics are not convenience. Plastics are poison. Every piece that we allow to produce without limits is a direct assault on our health, on our nature, and our children. For those blocking progress, you are allowing this crisis to fester, and it will kill us. This is just not a treaty about plastics. This is humanity's line on the sand.
I'm joined in studio now by Rosalie Mann, founder and CEO of the No More Plastic Foundation, author of a book by the same name, which has not been released in English yet. Rosalie, thank you for being with us on set. First of all, what's your reaction to the failure of these UN talks on plastic production?
It's not a real surprise, because right now we know that there were 220 lobbyists around the table too, so it's really complicated to find a treaty, but it's necessary. We live in the plastic age more than the digital age right now, so we have to do this kind of treaty. We have no more choice about that. So we need to understand that plastic pollution is not about just a waste management. It's how we will reduce all this microplastic and nanoplastic created and generated during all the cycle of plastic.
A lot of the global efforts to tackle plastic waste are focused on recycling. You don't agree with that as a solution. Can you explain why?
Yes, absolutely. It's because there are so many studies right now who explain that recycling plastic is more toxic than in a virgin plastic, than the original. It's really simple, because plastic is contains so many chemicals, and when we're recycling, we put all these chemicals again and again in circulation. So plastic is fantastic, is real, but it's toxic, and we forgot it. This kind of the sentence.
And we know that breaking down plastic can actually release some of those little nanoparticles into the air or into
Absolutely.
The water during that recycling process.
In the water, in the atmosphere, and generate more and more storm and everything with the climate too. It's a climate issue and the public health issue right now, and the environmental issue too. So it's huge.
So should we just stop recycling altogether? What should we do, for example, if we have an empty plastic water bottle?
We have to understand what exactly is the plastic. It's like when we recommended tobacco, when doctors recommended tobacco in the past, it's the same thing. Today, we have to understand what is the plastic. We have to need plastic in our society, it's true, but not in this kind of amount. And in the 460 million tons of plastic that we produce per year, we have two industries. The packaging and the textile represent more than 50 of the problems. So packaging and textile. So we cannot change everything around you. Lots of packaging right now is not necessary, so we can change it really simply. And lots of them is completely not necessary. So in all the 38% of packaging, we have 30% completely unnecessary packaging. So we have to challenge all the industry to deplastify our society and think about and challenge ourselves about how I can cut this kind of production that is absolutely not necessary right now.
So concretely, what kind of options are there to replace plastic? What kind of materials?
We have so many materials already exist, but the real question is why we put all the investment in the recycling of plastic and not in the glass industry, for example, because we can produce glass with algae, with really light, unbreakable, etc. So we have to have a more vision for the future about with not just one alternative, but different alternative in the good sides.
And for different industries
for
requiring
different
solutions,
exactly.
I would imagine.
Yes.
Now, plastic waste is obviously an environmental problem. It contributes to higher emissions, threatens biodiversity in the oceans. But you were really inspired to get involved in this cause because of the health implications.
Yes, it's personal implication because my son was very sick and I spent lots of time in hospital, and one night a doctor sent me this sentence: it's no more, it's pollution. And for me, this sentence was like an electroshock. How we could continue to live in the society where pollution is tolerate, for me, it's not possible. So I wanted to understand what means, what hide with the pollution, because pollution is so large. And I've be connected with some scientists, and I discovered that we breathe microplastic and nanoplastic, that all our children were born pre-polluted right now. We found microplastic and nanoplastic in all placenta, in all fetus. We have in our blood, in our brain, in our heart, lungs, etc. So it's a health issue right now, and we have to raise awareness, people, about this so important issue, because we cannot continue like that. We produce so many plastic, and because we produce too many amount of plastic, we are exposed about this pollution.
And as you say, microplastics are present everywhere now in the air that we breathe,
absolutely,
in the food that we,
yes,
eat, the clothes that we wear as well.
Everywhere.
Is it too late to undo that damage?
No. It's absolutely not too late, because thinking it's too late, it will be like giving up. And it's not possible to giving up about that. If we continue to produce more and more and more, we cannot solve the problem. So we have to address it with really hope. There are so many alternatives and solutions already exist. We have glass, but not only glass. We have wood, we have mycelium, we have in the US and Australia and Korea, they have a seaweed revolution. So it's completely, we could replace so many things with this alternative in packaging and textile. It's because these two industries represent more than 50% of all the problem and the production.
And we've seen this failure now to tackle the issues on a global scale. What kind of concrete steps can businesses or industries start taking?
Deplastify the society. It's really urgent, and they don't need to wait legislation or abiding treaty. It's not necessary to wait for that, because plastic is a poison. So we cannot continue to introduce this kind of material in so many kind of items that we are in contact directly with us. So it's really important to understand that and to deplastify all the society that we will have. It's necessary. We have to act right now.
Rosalie Mann from No More Plastic, thank you so much for joining us on People and Profit
today. Thank you so much.
Well, where businesses and governments fail, individuals are often keen to make a difference. Across Southeast Asia, creativity and innovation are the name of the game in tackling plastic waste, as Aurore Chloé Dupuis explains.
Naomi Arimoto isn't here to sunbathe. She's here on a mission, collecting plastic waste that ended up on the shores of her local beach.
This is a piece of artificial lawn. It's often used in gardens in Japan. There's loads of them lying around.
Naomi uses omigomi, or sea trash, to make fake nails. She opened her beauty salon south of Tokyo 6 years ago and came up with the idea of recycling plastic waste after taking part in community cleanups.
I hope that putting these on their fingertips will enable clients to not only enjoy fashion, but also to become more aware of environmental issues.
Hundreds of trillions of pieces of plastic are thought to pollute the world's oceans. While the US and China are the largest plastic producers, the Philippines makes the most plastic waste, with more than 350,000 tons each year. Luckily, many small initiatives are mushrooming in the region. In the Shandong province, eastern China, waste is turned into artwork. Fu Yunsheng urges the world to take action.
Plastic breaks into tiny pieces that get eaten by marine life and eventually by us too.
Across the Yellow Sea in South Korea, high-tech machines are using AI to sort plastic waste, turning it into granules in less than half an hour. These can then be used to make car parts or stylish items.
That's all for now. Don't forget to look for People in Profit on the podcast platform of your choice, or as always, on the France 24 website. Until next time, thanks for watching.